91.5 WMFO. That was Justine and the Unclean with Margaritas and Secondhand Smoke. Aliens from Lewiston, Maine give you Heartbeat. Big Giant, When We Come Around. And I started that all off, like I said before, with Spouse from Portland, Maine. That was Bit Drone from the latest EP, Sell the Silver. All right. We have Sousa's concert report coming up at 10:30. Looking forward to that. But in the meantime, let's hear some Greg Allen's Fringe Religion. 91.5 WMFO.
talk. She's half an hour late. She always takes that long. When she pulls up, she got a new tattoo. It's like a hurricane, and it's totally true. Sandpaper voice and a diamond stud nose. The deeper and deeper I fall, she's wide, and she loves the Massachusetts night. Yeah, she's wide, and she loves Massachusetts, Massachusetts night. She's a lover and a fighter, a drinker and a driver, and I'm all alone even when I'm beside her. That I want her, the tighter I hold, and faster she goes. This is why, and she loves a Massachusetts night. Yeah, she's why, and she loves Massachusetts. Massachusetts night. Out in the evening night, there's a halo around the parking lot of light. I feel small and insignificant, trying to imagine how I'd ever fit into her.
She's wild. as they come. You're as reckless 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 as they come.
Oh, hello, I'm Suze, and I've got your On the Town with Mikey D concert report for the upcoming week. For tomorrow, Thursday, January 3rd, singer-songwriter Todd Thibault has a solo show at Toad tomorrow night in Porter Square, Cambridge, 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. And tomorrow night, you can also hear the Zeppelin 1 album in its entirety, performed by Joe Masella and his band, which includes spectacular Boston vocalist Chris Coate at the Lizard Lounge in Cambridge tomorrow night at 8:30 p.m. And then Friday, January 4th, I've got six shows for you to consider. Alt-rock band The Sheila Divine perform an early 1 to 2 p.m. acoustic show during the next installment of the Indie 617 Sessions at Great Scott in Alston Friday afternoon. And then later that night, The Sheila Divine will be at the Sinclair in Harvard Square, Cambridge. Rock and Roll Rumble winner Carissa Johnson is performing at Encore Apparel Company on Newbury Street in Boston Friday night, along with Vanessa Silberman. That's 7 to 9 p.m. For some rock and roll, you can see OC45, The Dents, Duck and Cover, Blame It on Whitman at O'Brien's Pub in Alston at 8 p.m. on Friday. One of my favorite rock and roll bands, The Lights Out, are celebrating the release of their fifth full-length album on Friday at Thunder Road in Union Square, Somerville, with Carissa Johnson, Parks, and Megan Tracy and the Mist Connections. Festivities begin at 8:30 p.m. over at Thunder Road. For some instrumental lounge, the Savtones play in West Roxbury Friday night at the Squealing Pig, 9 p.m. until 1 p.m. And for some R&B, soul, jazz, and pop, it's Ally McGurk's First Fridays at Bull McCabe's this week on Friday in Union Square, Somerville at 10 p.m. And now Saturday, January 5th, I've got four shows for you. For some Cajun, go see the Empty Bottle Ramblers at the Burren in Davis Square, Somerville on Saturday from 5 to 8 p.m. Power of Love and Material World are at the Sinclair in Harvard Square, Cambridge, Saturday night, and that's Boston musicians performing the music of Huey Lewis and the News and Madonna, 7 p.m. until midnight at the Sinclair on Saturday night. For some garage rock, head over to the Cantab, or Club Bohemia, downstairs at the Cantab, for 61 Ghosts, The Stigmatics, and 145. That's at Club Bohemia in Central Square, Cambridge, at 9 p.m. And then one more for Saturday night, rock, blues, and funk. It's the Franklin Underground at the Plow and Stars in Central Square, Cambridge, from 10 p.m. until 1 a.m. on Saturday night. And for Sunday, January 6th, I've got two shows for you. If you'd like to see honky-tonk trucker jazz on a Sunday afternoon, then you are in luck. Go to Atwood's Tavern on Sunday, January 6th, to see Chris Hirsch and the Moon Raiders. It's an afternoon show, 4 to 6 p.m. For swamp rock, grunge folk, and space country, Clipper Tones are at the Plow and Stars in Central Square, Cambridge, on Sunday night. That's 10 p.m. until 12:30 a.m. I've got one show for you on Monday, January 7th. For folk and psychedelic sad girl pop, you can see Gilliver, Littlefoot, Gunmother, and I think the best named band in this concert report, Temporary Eyesore. Those bands are at O'Brien's Pub in Alston at 8 p.m. on Monday, January 7th. And now next up for Tuesday, January 8th, if you happen to be in Putnam, Connecticut on Tuesday next week, go to the Stomping Ground to see one of Boston's greatest songwriters, the goddamn delightful David Mirabella of the Rationals. It's happening 8 p.m. until 1 a.m. For jangly, slacker rock, psych rock, and psych folk, Brother Toaster and June Bloom are at Atwood's Tavern in Cambridge at 9 p.m. on Tuesday next week. And then for some folk, Americana, and indie, the live stream, formerly known as Let's Talk About Songs, happens every week. Pratik swaps songs and stories with a special guest of his, and you can watch the performance via his Facebook page, 6 to 7 p.m. on Tuesday. For reggae, it's Ghetto People Band's Tuesday residency at Bull McCabe's in Union Square, Somerville, 10 p.m. until 1 a.m. And then one more for Tuesday, January 8th. For Roots Rock, go see Honey Talk at Toad in Porter Square, Cambridge. They perform 10 p.m. until midnight. And then one more day for you next week, Wednesday, January 9th. Three shows for you. Scottish fiddle and cello duo Elizabeth and Ben Anderson are at the Burns Backroom Series in Davis Square, Somerville. That's 7:30 to 9 p.m. For R&B, electronic, pop, and hip-hop, you can see Ed Balloon, Cliff Notes, and Garth at Great Scott in Alston on Wednesday next week at 8:30 p.m. And then also on Wednesday, January 9th, there's a special Dennis Brennan Band show. They play every Wednesday at the Lizard Lounge. And next week, it's going to be acoustic. So that's definitely something to check out. That's at the Lizard Lounge in Cambridge between Porter Square and Harvard Square. Dennis and his band perform two sets at 9:30 and 11 p.m. And folk troubadour Dan Blakesley performs at 10:30 for the middle set. All right, well, that's your On the Town with Mikey D concert report. I will see you out there.
All right, and thank you, Suze, for the concert report. So, in that event, I'm going to play you some brand new Lights Out for the CD release coming this Friday at Thunder Road. Enjoy 91.5 WMFO.
When the sun comes up tomorrow, I'm gonna change my evil way. Stop sucking blood, start soaking up your beneficial rays. Because
all I ever wanted
was to be good enough.
All I ever needed
to be bad enough.
All I ever wanted
to make you believe, to make you need, to make you bleed.
Tonight.
Lester Grinspoon, associate professor emeritus of psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
recently read when your television wants you dead. Lift your covers and meet me at the edge of your bed. How are the children in your head? How are the children? Are they fed? Did you tie your sequin dress? You really make a mess. Give yourself the cord again. You'd rather take your life than be somebody's wife. I don't think that's a sin. 'Cause I was in. Oh,
federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons, while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
Terrible moon, far from but they live in a cage, sparkling and obscene. Fairy lights on a screen. Back home, saw them again. Back home again and again. Home alone, alone, alone. Back home, saw them again. Back home again and again. Home alone, alone, alone. Alone, 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 alone. As long as the sun.
I want my own Brian Epstein, someone who will keep me in line, like the tracks on the B&M line, to get me to my home. I want my own Brian Epstein, someone to look after me, someone who'll be there for me whenever I. I will roll back to my slum.
91.5 WMFO. Going back a few years with that one. That was Bird Mancini with I Want My Own Brian Epstein. Yeah. Daily Pravda with Watch the Stars. A bunch of jerks covering David Bowie's Queen Bitch from the Camping Weekend EP. Ruby Rose Fox with Caroline Says Ill, or Caroline Says Three. Ruby, give us a call. Let us know what it is. Hambone Skitty with Devil Done Took My Baby. And I start that off with something from the brand new Lights Out record.